after getting into this case, I have no doubt there is a real Satan. Not just evil, but a real Satan. Now, this is a defense attorney in his, you know, very polished, you know, office that I stood in. An incredible engagement, and then the discussion of a woman that had been brutally stabbed, tortured, raped, eventually killed in the middle of the night, a specific hour, and then her hands were cut off and taken. It occurred in September, just before the ritual, the satanic ritual calendar date of the Hands of Glory. Seeking, you know, sometimes the undergrounders, they're seeking the power of invisibility. Now, I don't know about you, and I want to ask you this. Do you understand that satanic powers are real? Do you believe that there really is evil presence? I'm not talking about ghosts. I'm not talking about just, you know, some passing, scary, you know, voice or sound or feeling or even just a shadow. Those may be just manifestations of what is really there. What is really there? It's like looking into the ocean and seeing a shark fin. You know that it's connected to the whole body of the shark. So in the world around us, we're seeing the ramping up of demon possession, demonic, you know, voices that people are hearing in their heads. I mean, all over the world, there's articles of Germans crying for help. Even the Pope and the Vatican has issued a major and massive training for priests in exorcisms, because in Rome and throughout Italy, there are so many cases of satanic possession and demonization and Satanism. Well, we've seen the ramping up over the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. We're going to continue to see it up through what we're at now, almost to 2010. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a reason for the surge of supernatural and spiritual presence in the world. Jesus spoke about it 2,000 years ago. The prophet Daniel spoke about it 2,600 years ago, referring to the end of days and the eventual arrival. Well, we would call him the Antichrist. I call him Homo Satanus. This is Satan in human skin. This is going to be the most supernatural individual in human history outside of Jesus Christ himself. And dear friends, he may be alive right now somewhere in the world. That would be my particular opinion. Because if we believe that the end of all things is even 20 years away, let alone 15 or 10, then you've got to understand something. He has to be here. The false prophet has to be here. They have to be, you know, growing and developing and building the underground shadow government, shadow military, the underground system. And along with the building of that system will come the eruption and the breaking in of what I would say would literally be millions upon millions of deceiving, seducing spirits. We have in the world today the largest spiritual alternative movement in the history of Christendom. The New Age movement is among us. And maybe some of you listening right now have participated in, you know what channeling is, and you know the energy of in rocks and Reiki, and you know about remote viewing and psychic awareness and clairvoyance and many other things. I met with one man last night that is seeking to learn more about remote viewing and finding out, and we had a major discussion about this last night. Because it seems as though there's a belief that humanity is being set up, that there's an evolution of human consciousness coming. Now, for some of you, that might be a new phrase. For millions and millions and millions of New Agers, it's not a new phrase. For me, it's not a new phrase because it goes way back. That phrase and that teaching is very, very old. You know where it goes? You know what originates? It goes all the way back to the garden, all the way back to Genesis 3. The promise to humanity that if we would but chuck God and embrace alternative spiritual promises, we could evolve into deification, to a new level of humanity. Well, the problem is, it didn't occur then. It didn't occur in old pantheism and old Buddhism. It hasn't occurred among the Gnostics 2,000 years ago. And there's not even one New Ager today that I've encountered and dealt with, even those who've been in it, even a man that I engaged who was 86 years old, spent his whole life in the pursuit and quest for spiritual things. When I asked him, did he find what he was looking for? Again, his jaws dropped, his eyes saddened, and old Bill looked at me and said, no, because it's a never-ending quest. Let me give you a phrase that I use all the time, and you'll hear me say it again and again in the weeks to come. The finite cannot lead you to the infinite. The finite, not even the fallen cherub, Satan himself, being powerful, but a finite being. He can't even evolve or transform himself into the infinite. There's a vast difference between the infinite and the finite. Now, you have the infinite in God in Christ. And so you see the attributes of God in Christ. You see these things that Jesus does, forgives sin, speaks to all creation, and it obeys him. I mean, wow, take a look at this. And listen, not a dumbed down view, not a view where somebody's turned Jesus into a rabbit's foot, into a little, you know, alien Jesus, a little psychic teacher. We're talking about now God, Yahweh Adonai. In Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah saw God. He saw the pre-incarnate Christ. In the book of the Gospel of John, the angel even says that Isaiah saw Jesus high and lifted up there. So in the coming of Emmanuel, God in human flesh, we have the most supernatural spiritual being that has ever been on the planet. And we have God in human flesh. We have a mix. His birth was by the Spirit of God and the lineage of the woman, Mary, that we know, the Virgin Mary. And so there's something very unique. Maybe we'll spend an hour on this some night about the genetics of the incarnation, because you have fully God, fully man. Now, we have a counterfeit coming. And we're not talking now just directly Nephilim. That's one thing, Genesis 6. We're talking now Satan in human flesh. A counterfeit to the incarnation. Now, let me ask you a couple questions. If that counterfeit is coming, if the Antichrist is coming, if he has to be born through the bloodline, the old satanic bloodlines and so forth, if it is a real counterfeit like Satan does, counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit church, counterfeit spiritual gifts, counterfeit prophets and teachers and counterfeit angels, but also counterfeit Christ, Antichristu. You can read about that in 1 John chapter 2. Daniel talked about this one. In 1 John 2, we have revelation of this one. 2 Thessalonians 2, we have deep, deep revelation of this one. And of course, the book of Revelation. What it tells us, though, is if the Antichrist comes into public leadership through after the great chaos, after the great collapse of things, if he rises with a new regime and begins to rule the world and so forth, what is he, 35, 40, 50, I don't know, whatever. If he's 35 years old, that means he's been around 35 years. That means the false prophet that will work with him, that will be doing massive supernatural. We're talking about, listen, you think that Satanism has shown itself? You think that you've seen, you know, supernatural works and powers? We have seen nothing yet when it comes to counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. They're happening around us. But until the great chaos and the rise of this globalism, let me say this before the break. There is no globalism without the spirit that is behind the rise of globalism. And it won't just occur overnight. It's been developing. It's been evolving. And soon, a massive burst, a chaos. Luciferians have called it the Black Awakening, kind of an inverted Pentecost. when the powers of darkness will come out like a dam that is broken in a flood of water. This is a flood of the dark spirits. When the great chaos breaks, the great rebellion breaks, then there will be the, what is called, the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos. This is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we're mentioning this to say, after the break we're going to have here in a few moments, this idea of world mind, global mind. 2012ers are getting into it. Millions upon millions of New Agers are going to get into it. More are going to hear about it. There is a presence that is behind the scenes, operating supernaturally as never before in human history. But I'm saying again, hear me now, it's nothing in this sequence of satanic evolution. We haven't seen the pinnacle of demonic force and power. It's going to come in a great chaotic burst and with the rise of the man of sin. But prior to that, we need to touch on the presence that is guiding world leaders, military men, the UN. So to talk about globalism, well, it's not about conspiracy. God demonstrated this 3,000 years ago in Psalm 2. He told us that it's coming. We're going to see it. The rise, the development of a new order or a new world order is not just about crazed end time events or angry people that don't want to see the world unified. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar again. Thanks again for being here, and we appreciate Inner Health also. It's important to keep your body strong in these days and to stay healthy. I think that is the will of God, too. Listen, my name is Russ Dizdar. For many new ones coming in or those who've turned on the station, you're saying, hey, I'm hearing a new voice tonight. Well, hey, it's great to meet you, and I hope you'll give us a listen to on Monday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night at 6 p.m., but also on Tuesday night here at 7 p.m. at the SurviveToThrive.net network. Thanks to Steve Quayle. He's allowed us to be the guest host on Tuesday night. We appreciate that deeply. Tonight we've been talking a little bit about some of the issues of some crazy, what I would say is ritualistic and cult-oriented crime. Is there a presence behind that? The demonic presence really guide, lead, direct people to do things? Well, obviously, anybody reading in the Bible, when it comes to Judas, The Bible simply says Satan entered him. And he went out and betrayed the Son of God. Now, that is what I call the Judas Project, but it's happening on a broader scale now. Globalism, the one world order that so many are talking about today, everybody sees it coming. You've got politicians that are echoing it and using the phrases. You've got militaries that are being guided in that direction. Let me tell you something. We are now talking about the precursors that will eventually bring the greatest destruction in human history. What millions or maybe even billions will end up believing that, hey, the man of peace is here, the world's going to be unified, the nations, and the globe is going to come together. We have a powerful supernatural leader. We have a powerful military evolving and coming about. And now it's a whole new order, a whole new world. Well, for a very short time. We're going to tell you again that the deception on an individual basis or on a global basis, it'll always lead to destruction. So I'm going to say again now, whatever your background, and I want to say especially military, there should be grave warning to those. And listen, if you don't agree yet, if you're saying, listen, I don't know if I'm going to believe what this guy's talking about, well, give us a little bit of time to give the insight that we have concerning the issues of globalism. Let me say again, there is no globalism. There is no one world order. There is no policy, no law, no nothing that doesn't come and hasn't been initiated from a supernatural source. And that supernatural source has been operating a very, very long time. Now, we've seen this in the Nazis, in the devastation the Germans went through and their economy and their nation was in grave need. But instead of the whole nation turning to God, the whole nation began to be littered with mediums and spiritists. And, well, it was kind of like a evolving New Age movement. There was such a massive, massive development spiritually. And that spirituality led to the ideology of the Nazis and the rise of Hitler and Himmler, the Hall of the Dead, and eventually the SS and the troops, the dream of a master race of godmen and of a world conquest. Well, just to throw a little wrench in at this moment for you to think about. If the Nazis were spiritually initiated and spiritually guided, and the way the spirits work anyway is, again, the influence, the attachment, and many times full possession. Now, if that was occurring at the end of the war, of course, when they lost, and things, then they were stopped at that time anyway, where did all the spirits go? Where did all the spirits that were manifesting and teaching and guiding and leading and being called upon in all the secret societies, where did they go? Like the underground of the Black Flame, they went worldwide in the development for the future. And I think the future's here. Because globalism, its concepts, development of law, it's being longed for by many also who are being trained and guided, and may I say misguided. And the reason is, globalism from beginning to end is the inspiration of the fallen cherub. He has to create the chaos. He has to create the global sense of destabilization and breaking the world down and eventually bring it to chaos and collapse and anarchy. And then out of that dust or out of those ashes, well, the phoenix will arise. Let me tell you something. The Spirit of God has given us insight, strategic insight, on the sequence of this alternative, dark, spiritual movement. The Spirit of God has given revelation to say that it's going to be a masquerade in the beginning. That it's going to ramp up. That it's going to get in the area of counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, counterfeit prophets, apostles, teachings, counterfeit visitations, not by the angels of God, but by fallen angels that masquerade as an angel of light. And so I'm saying again, we are in one of the most supernatural periods in human history. The church can feel it for the last 30 years because it's been pressured to be suppressed and weakened. On the one hand, liberalism. On the other hand, infiltration. We are in grave need of real Book of Acts chapter 4 type of revival, are we not? But again, behind the scenes of the politicians, the military men, and those who are driving the world towards unification in this sense, you've got to understand, there is a living presence, there is a supernaturally activated plan to bring it about. Now, I've been talking about, from the very beginning, the concept, and we're doing a four-part series tonight, Wednesday at 6, Friday also at 6 p.m. We're talking about the globalism, or the global mind. And there are physicists, and there are many that are talking, even in military terms, about this presence. Listen, remote viewers understand the concept. A lot of the psychics understand the concept. And those who are doing the big studies on this. I even got a book here to my right by Lynn McTaggart. It's called The Field. Subtitled underneath it is this: The Quest for the Secret Force of the Universe. It says in the bottom that McTaggart presents the hard evidence for what spiritual masters have been telling for centuries. So you have this combination of science and, quote, spiritual masters. Now, listen, I'm going to give the warning bell. I mean, this is the warning bell that we need to all hear, and I'm going to say, come on, psychics, New Agers, remote viewers, listen for a little bit, because I believe the Spirit of God will be behind what is being said here right now. I really do believe that. And I do believe that it's probably very providential that you are here right now listening to everything that's going on. I want you to know there's not just, listen, just because it's spiritual or supernatural doesn't mean it's right. Let me say it again. Just because it's supernatural or spiritual doesn't make it right. There are many, many supernatural and spiritual experiences occurring all over the place, mainly from the 60s on. It seems as though a flood of writings and materials and practices and doorways and gateways have been opening. And we are now inundated. There's future prophecies in Revelation 18 about global Babylon, an alternative spiritual system. Now in Revelation 18, read it if you want to. It says that it's become the home, literally the dwelling place of every kind of demonic presence, spirit, foul bird. It gives the picture that the world will be manifest spiritually with counterfeit, dark, seducing spirits that will lead in biblical prophecy that has never failed, predictive biblical prophecy is the only predictive source that has been 100% accurate and has never failed. 300 and some prophecies prior to the first coming of Christ. Hundreds concerning the end days and the second coming. Many of the prophecies concerning the end days deals with the selective intelligence that God would give us about the sequence of major events caused by the fallen cherub, meant to seduce the world, meant to give personal experiences, possessions, channeling, every kind of supernatural experience you can possibly consider. But if it's given by these finite fallen spirits, they cannot, nor will they, lead you to God. So there's a whole host of spiritual experiences, supernatural experiences out there. But behind the experiences are spirits that cannot and will not lead you to God because they oppose Him. and they're part of not just the origin of evil, Satan and his demons, not just the nature, their eternal nature, not just their methodology, which we all need to know about. I mean, it's what the Bible gives revelation about. God specifically gave the revelation, but we need to know about the agenda. The agenda. So, what is this energy field around the planet? You've got individuals that are tapping into what they call the Akashic Records, and that spiritual information is being downloaded into remote viewers unconscious, and then they're getting it and they're seeing things and they're finding 15 and 18 and 20% accuracy, but never even close to 100%. Why? Because the finite cannot. They're not perfect. They cannot bring about perfect prediction. They can't. Everywhere you find false prediction or predictions that are only like half true, part true, 20% true, they have never come from the Spirit of God. Never. Doesn't matter who you read. Doesn't matter who you listen to. If they're saying, well, we're mostly, you know, correct, or we're halfway correct. Military, if they're saying that remote viewing is 18, 20, or 30, or even 50% correct, then that's evidence that none of it has come by the Spirit of God, but by counterfeit spirituality, tapping into the capacities of man, expanding man's abilities, but not by the hand of God. There is a global mind. There is a global presence. Now mark it down. Don't go away. Mark it down. Do the research. Ephesians chapter 2. You know, again, whether you have background in Scripture or not, this is very important. It deals with individual life. It deals with cult crime. It deals with the ramping up of all kinds of violence. It deals with the economic collapse. It's the reasons for it. The coming chaos. It's the reasons for it. Because there is clearly a sequential plan that God has said, hey, here's the heads up, folks. I'm showing you what the sequential plan of the fallen cherub is in his attempts to grab control of the world, eliminate everything that is of God, declare himself to be God, and then lead the political and military world system, which is the ultimate goal. R1919 is the end game of all of this drift. We're all drifting. Everything in history right now, politicians, military are the targets, but all the nations, everything's drifting towards R1919, Revelation 1919. Armageddon. The world's most powerful supernatural presence in the military. The unification of political system will all be there on that day in opposition to the descent of the Son of God. How in the world do you think we get to our 1919, Revelation 1919? Doesn't happen overnight. No, the Bible calls it a secret power of lawlessness. Jesus said that the evil one works at night. He develops the terrors in hiddenness and secrecy, secret societies, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. You know, you can try to scratch the surface of it, but without the aid of God and the infinite Spirit of God, you cannot crack into the real, dark, Luciferian streams that have been developing. That's going to bring in the reign of Antichrist. Behind all of this, Ephesians chapter 2, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. So let me give you the breakdown of that verse, because it involves words where we get our English word energy. So a lot of psychics and a lot of New Agers and a lot of remote viewers and a lot of people are experiencing energy. But they don't understand that the energy is what is emanating off of dark fallen angels. There is a real power, and behind the real dark powers, or even masqueraded powers, are entities. The Akashic Records, as many psychics now agree, It's not just an energy field. They now know there are spiritual beings, there are masters, there are beings there that guide this place of the Hall of Records, and the Hall of Records and these beings want to give information to man. They gave it to Edgar Cayce. They're giving it to remote viewers around the world. People have tapped into the wrong source, and they're getting partial. I mean, it's real. They're getting partial accuracy, but that is evidence that it comes from not the hand of God, but a fallen source. And if you don't have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, and the Word of God to give you it gives the greatest illumination that you can possibly have. There is no higher illumination, revelation, than in the revealed words that God, the Holy Spirit, the uncreated, infinite Spirit of God has given. Yeah, there's an urgency here because I want those who are playing and dancing with the fallen spirits and the spiritual experiences they give. I pray that God will shake you out of that and cause you to realize what you've opened up to. How they want to just use your life to further the agenda. They want globalism. There is a prince, the Greek word, ruler, of the power, the Greek word, domain, the realm, kingdom. A real entity has a real kingdom, a real domain, a real place of power or authority. He is called the Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, identifies him as the Spirit who's operating. Now, the scripture says in the air, the Greek word eros is the atmosphere, the immediate dense atmosphere around the globe. This verse and others, by the way, will tell us that there is a spiritual grid. It is an intrusion. It's not what was meant to be here. But because you and I, as humanity, opened the door, we allowed it in. It only has rights where it's been given. And the world is giving more and more. I mean, even biblical prophecy in telling about the ramping up and the work and the force, the sheer force and fury of the dark side seeking to develop its plan. I mean, it's among us. That's why you have in global talk shows and everybody else is talking about conspiracy and world end time events and world, you know, one world governments. And that's why people are talking about days of survival and things that are coming and martial law and all the rest of the stuff. There is a setup. We don't have all the answers as far as just in the mix of the crowd. But God has given preemptive, supernatural insight into what these events will be. First, the incremental approach to kind of saturate society with counterfeit spirituality. It's like the Trojan horse, my friends, that we have bought and brought in. Listen, New Agers, you can get mad at me if you want to, but at least write to me. Again, if you're new tonight or new to me, Russ Dizdar. The website, shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net. If you want to email me questions tonight or comments, that's fine too. You can do that at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Listen, what we're saying tonight is to the New Agers specifically, and by the hundreds of millions worldwide now, who believe in the doctrine of a spiritual evolution of humanity guiding us to deification that came from the fallen cherub thousands of years ago in the garden. The promise of a coming new order that's going to be peaceful and bring the world together, well, that is what we're being fed, but the other side of that mask reveals the awfulness, the sinister plot of a fallen cherub. Oh, more powerful than humanity, of course. And in those lives who do not have the living Christ to set them free. Scripture says he still owns you. He still has rights to you. As a matter of fact, in the verse we're talking about, the prince of the power of the Eros, this immediate atmosphere, that sense of a grid, a spiritual grid, an energy field around the earth, a conscious mind around the earth. Well, it's a conscious presence, all right. Packed and bulging to influence this world, leading it to the next stage. The next stage is massive collapse, chaos, anarchy, to the point that the world will think that it's going to be annihilated. It will be something that has never occurred in human history. But out of the dust comes a voice of an ancient hate that begins to tell the world with such supernatural force, here I am to save the day. Come on, politicians. Come on, military. And with behind the scenes, massive, listen to me, ritual release of dark powers. For all the Bible students out there, check out Revelation 16. Mark it down. That refers to, in Revelation 16, a coming, probably the mother of all rituals. It targets politicians and military men and women. The largest ritual in human history will be a planetary spiritual wave, unlike anything the dark side has ever done. Revelation 19, or 16 rather, chapter 16, reveals a coming ritual. It shows us and gives us a glimpse of the kind of rituals that summon demons and send them targeting the demons against, just like undergrounders do today. As a matter of fact, some of the Brotherhooders and others that do listen to us on the other stations and have interacted, and we've interacted with them for many, many years. Yes, there's rituals where they summon dark powers and target pastors and target churches and target the government. They know what it is. They know spiritual warfare. The question to the Christians out there is whether or not you know your being grounded in Christ, your authority in Christ, the armor of God. The weapons of God are mighty and powerful, but the problem is, most Christians don't know what they are, let alone have them on. I'm talking from the standpoint of a pastor who's pastored 4 churches in 30 years, who loves the body of Christ and cares, who's helped train thousands of believers over the years and seen thousands of people come to Christ. I'm telling you that most believers today do not know the authority of Christ, Luke chapter 10. Do not understand the armor of God, Ephesians 6. And that's the problem. But the good news is, listen, check us out on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. and Friday night at 6 p.m. and next Monday at 6 p.m. and then also Tuesday nights at 7. And we're going to talk about this. That's the focus of the show that Steve Quayle has allowed us to have here. And so as we guest host here on Tuesday night, we are simply saying that we are in the ramping up of a spiritual clash that manifests into the physical world, to the ideology, to the even to the feeling that's in the air, the feeling that people get of what's happening in the world around us. Now, one thing that I've known over the years, and we've done a lot of what people would call exorcisms. I've heard the demons scream through people, speak at me, mock God. They're no different than in biblical times. I know one thing, just like in biblical times, the demons know 2 things. They know that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God, the Savior of the world, that came into the world. They know that. They also know that a judgment is coming and they're working to avert it. Now, we're going to talk in depth on these things, but tonight, suffice it to say, there is a world mind. There is a unconscious presence, in a sense. There is a energy field. There is a spiritual force guiding, moving. It's conscious. It's the collective forces. Well, Ephesians 6 calls it spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. When I read, which some would consider a kind of a scientific or attempted scientific treatise, maybe even delving into theoretical physics, is McTaggart's book the field, the quest for the secret force behind the universe. Well, I already know the force behind God sustains. Remember, creation yielded to Jesus Christ. You know why? Read the Gospels. Because God had come in human flesh and there was no loss of the attribute of infinity, immeasurability, of full deity. He demonstrated power. He raised the dead. He spoke to the storms and they stopped. He walked on water. He had power over disease and over sicknesses, power over sin to forgive. It wasn't just a display of powers. There's one reason. God loves you. God has come for you. Even tonight, you can give your heart to Jesus Christ. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. ShatterTheDarkness.net. You can write to us at ShatterXmail, SBCGlobal.net. God bless you for listening tonight, and I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. Wednesday evening.